Is there a major life transition benching you? I know you may be asking, what's next? What's my purpose? What if? Because I've asked those too. Welcome to the Start Your Comeback podcast. I'm Toni Thrash, a certified life coach, and I want to share the tools and practical steps to help you create a winning game plan to move into your new adventure. Hi, welcome back. You're listening to episode 27. I'm so glad you're here. Last week, I spoke about failure, taking a timeout, and adjusting your game plan. As a 6 on the Enneagram, I love to have a set game plan. The older I get, I'm learning to be a bit more flexible in knowing it to be a fluid thing that can be adjusted, revised, or thrown out if not working. But on the other side of that, as a coach, we call the timeouts and we use our halftime to make those adjustments to our game plan because nothing is set in stone and can be tweaked at will, if only life were this way. Have you ever been watching a TV series and someone betrayed another character? Like, you almost take it personally and start scheming how you can make it right or get revenge for the betrayed character. Please don't let me be the only one. Today, I want to talk about betrayal that has nothing to do with a series, but everything to do with us. You see, betrayal has many forms. For me, I think of betrayal as losing trust in someone. Maybe it's your spouse, a friend, a coworker, or another family member. There are different kinds, but it always stems from a relationship. You see, relationships are the core of who we are as people, and so it stands to reason this is where betrayal enters the picture. So I'd like to give you maybe my working definition of betrayal. Betrayal occurs in a relationship when there is a violation of a contract, trust, or confidence, which then produces a moral or psychological conflict within the relationship. I want to discuss 5 different kinds of betrayal today, and then next week I want to discuss what you can do to recover from betrayal. So let's jump into it. Number 1, the first kind of betrayal would be a financial betrayal. Like, this is where a spouse or child or parent has hidden an addiction such as gambling. Or maybe it's just the act of always overspending. Number 2, narcissism. This is one of the most selfish behaviors ever. But this concerns only the person doing it. Everyone else is wrong, and they will go to great lengths to prove you wrong. But to the partner, this one is a slow burn because we tend not to recognize that it is narcissism. Selfishness and the need for it to be all about this person is an act of betrayal. Number 3, not standing up for your spouse, your friend, or child in public or in front of anyone else is a form of betrayal. Let me say this here. If you are married and someone, even a close family member, says something about your spouse and you don't stand up for them, it will take years to recover from this. Number 4, emotional coldness or detachment. Being available to your partner doesn't only mean that you should be physically present, but it also means that you should be present with them emotionally. Have you ever lived with someone whose head was buried in the sand? They avoid you and they are not emotionally available for you to express your needs. Number 5, last but not least, disrespect. If your partner begins to act in a way that makes you feel beneath them, this is trouble. Treating you with the mentality that you must do everything for them, this is a signal that your relationship will start on a slow roll downhill and then just speed up. Disrespect can be very subtle or very pronounced. There are other kinds of betrayal, but I wanted to highlight just a few. Some of these acts of betrayal may result from a past experience that your partner experienced earlier in life, and it may not be intended to hurt you, but it may be intended as a defense mechanism from being hurt again by betrayal. There are no excuses, by the way. One more thought on this. Your partner may be lonely or have feelings of despair. This can cause them to have an emotional withdrawal and a loss of connection that could lead to some sort of betrayal, especially if their needs are not being met. These are just a few ways betrayal can be devastating to your relationships. You can work through it and find healing from betrayal, but it takes a very strong commitment on your part to do so. Next week, I want to discuss the 5 most important ways to work through and heal from betrayal. It's not an easy road, but the victory on the other side is very rewarding. Thanks for being here. I know today's message might have hit some of you too close to home. I know this and the dangers of not getting help. So please, if this is in any way you, please search out a therapist and talk to them. There is hope, and where there is hope, we can build a game plan to walk you through and get you the help you so rightly deserve and get you off the bench and back into life. I'll see you next week. Hey, thanks for listening. I don't take it for granted that you're here. You didn't listen by mistake. If you want to reach out, you can DM me on Instagram at Tony Thrash. Until next week, remember, there's still time left on the clock. Let's get you off the bench to start your comeback. I want to give a special shout out to Country Club for the original music. You can find them on Instagram at Country Club.